And a pleasant good evening to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball between the Dort College Defenders and the Morningside Mustangs. The Morningside Mustangs zoom into tonight's contest, 7-5 overall, number 25 of the country. The Dort College Defenders, 11-2 overall, and they are number 5 in the country in the ratings released yesterday by the NAIA Coaches Association. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The opponent this evening, the Mustangs, they're 2-2 in their last four matches. They had a three-match winning streak from August 26th through September 1. They have big play potential. They're averaging 14.4 kills per set. They allow 13.24 kills per outing. They get a little under two ace serves per set, and they are coached by Beth Donnelly. Jade Bergman leads this team with 2.7 kills per set. Jen Pyard is good for 2.26 kills per outing. Dort College is 11-2. They have 10 straight wins. They've gone 30-2 in sets played during that string. The losses for Dort College are to Westmont and Vanguard. Both of those happened in the first weekend of the season when they traveled out west to California. Emma Alton averages 4.17 kills per set. Leah Camp puts in 3.19 kills per outing. Camp has a 3.41 kill efficiency. Julia Lindberg and Allie Kromendike add to the offensive attack with 2.29 kills and 1.85 kills respectively. Jamie Gasink runs the offense, putting up 10.33 assists per set. She has a 1.26 kills per set average. Summer Jansen has 4.71 digs per set for her average so far this season. Both Jansen and Gasink honored by the Great Plains Athletic Conference and by the NAIA for their play this past weekend at a classic hosted by Bellevue. Dort College was 4-0 last weekend at Bellevue and wins over Carroll, Montana, Central Methodist, Mid-American Nazarene, and Montana Tech. All but the Montana Tech match were decided by sweep, and the Tech match went four sets before Dort College put that match away. Morningside was 2-2 last weekend at Bellevue with wins over Evangel and Bellevue and losses to Montana Tech and Missouri Valley. None of the matches were decided by sweep, with both of Morningside's wins coming in four sets. Lost to Tech was a 3-1 decision as well, and the Missouri Valley match was a 3-2 decision. Last year, these two teams met twice, once in the regular season when Dort College defeated Morningside in Sioux City 3-1 after dropping set one. Meeting number two of the season went the Dort College Defenders' way as well. That was in the GPAC quarterfinals. Dort College was a 3-0 winner at the DeWitt Gymnasium in that match in November. From here on out, Dort College is done with those weekend classics. They will get into regular season play, if you will, mostly Great Plains Athletic Conference matches from here on out. We will be getting to our national anthem shortly, and also we'll be having our opening prayer. That will be coming from Dort College Associate Athletic Director Glenn Palma in just a little bit. We'll be turning it over to Dort College Public Address Announcer for Volleyball, Mark Christians, in just a little bit. That'll be the next voice that you hear as he introduces the national anthem and our opening prayer. Today's broadcast made possible in part by grants from the following businesses. They include Joiner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at their Sioux Center location, 722-0101.
We pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you, Lord, for giving us health and strength and opportunities for this day. Now, as we gather together, we ask, Lord, for your blessing. We ask for your blessing upon the officials, that they might make fair and sound judgment. We ask, Lord, that you give coaches proper insight. We also ask, Lord, that the players are kept safe and allowed to display their abilities, which you have given and blessed them with. And as fans, allow us to
Right-sized crowd on hand for tonight's contest for the Great Plains Athletic Conference opener for both teams. The North College Defenders and Morningside Mustangs, both obviously 0-0 in conference play. North College 11-2. Morningside is 7-5. Morningside in their white jersey tops with black shorts. Their numbers, the white on white with maroon outlines. The staff keeper and broadcaster's nightmare for the North College Defenders. They are decked out in their black jersey tops, white numerals and lettering, and they have black shorts. The North College Defenders libero is Summer Jansen, wearing a predominantly white jersey, black numbers trimmed out in gold, and she's got black sleeves. For Morningside, their libero is Nikki Overfull, and she has a maroon jersey top with a white Morningside across the top and black lettering, and she has a maroon on maroon numeral with the white outline. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Some of the players you'll be hearing about for both teams. First of all, for your North College Defenders, Aubrey Drake's a defensive specialist, 5'4 junior from Rock Island, Illinois. Julia Lindbergh's a 6'1 junior from Margate, Florida. She's an outside hitter. Number 12 is Emma Alt, 96-foot junior from Sioux Center. She's an outside hitter. Jamie Gason's a setter, 5'10 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa. Allie Cromadike's a middle blocker, 6'2 sophomore from Belle Plaine, Minnesota. Leah Camp, middle hitter, 5'11 junior, Tinley Park, Illinois. And that pretty well does it for the players that North College will put on the floor for the time being. For the Morningside Mustangs, Nikki Oberfoles, a 5'6 senior from Brighton, Colorado. She is 5'6 and she is the libero. Marin Van Velsen is a 5'4 freshman from Sergeant Bluff, Iowa, averaging 1.62 digs per outing. Number 8 is Jen Byard, a 6'3 senior from Sioux Center. She is averaging 2.3 kills per outing. Number 9, Ashley Vanderstow, a 6'1 senior from Rock Rapids, Iowa. She's an outside hitter. Number 14 is Brittany Fleming, an outside hitter. 5'10 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska. Averaging 1.82 kills per set. Brittany Olson is averaging 2.2 kills per outing. She wears number 15. She's a 6'1 sophomore from Sioux City, Iowa, prepped at Sergeant Bluff Luton High School. Number 20 is Jade Bergman, a 5'10 senior from Dakota Dunes. And she is averaging 2.7 kills per set. And Morgan Gorley wears number 22. She's a 5'4 senior from Stanhope, Iowa, by way of Webster City High School. She's a defensive specialist listed at 5'4". We are set for volleyball, and the North College Defenders will be serving with Aubrey Drake. Drake floater controlled by Overfull. Here comes Morningside. Morningside on the attack. Roll shot by Byard. Byard with a kill. Jen Byard with the kill. Her first of the evening. And the Morningside Mustangs will send substitutes into the contest. Kelly Alberico is listed as a setter. Now, she did not play in the last contest this team played over the weekend. She is in as the setter, though, here this evening for Morningside. Gasing quick attack to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a kill as she power tips it to the sideline, and the North College Defenders tie it up at 1-1 on the Allie Cromendyke kill. Cromendyke, a sophomore from Belle Plaine, Minnesota, 6'2", middle blocker. She was injured most of last year. Took care of her basketball season as well. She had anticipated playing basketball last season. Ball is blocked by Altina, unable to keep it in play, though, and a kill for the Morningside Mustangs. And coming through with that kill was number 12, Emma Gerber. So Emma Gerber with the kill. Gerber makes it 2-1. Morningside in front. A couple of these players for Morningside, I looked at their numbers, and they didn't play all of their matches over the weekend, so I'm not certain what the story was there. Gerber hits it wide and out of bounds. Gerber, one of those. Gerber, number 12, she hits it wide and out of bounds, a sophomore from Worthington High School. Her attack error, she goes cross-court, is wide and out of bounds, and we're tied at 2-2. 2-2 our score. Serve controlled by Morningside on the attack. Throw in the middle. Dug by Gasing. Gets it over to Camp. Might have been a double. Got away with it. Her set is Arendt Altenos. Unable to get to it. And the North College Defenders unable to keep it in play. Point Morningside. And the Mustangs take a 3-2 lead on the bad set by Leah Camp. Serving for the Mustangs, Kylie Chavez. Morningside leads at 3-2 in the very early going. On the floor for Dort College, Haley Delperdang. Here's the set outside to Altena. Altena with a kill. Emma Altena records her first kill of the evening. Shows she is the leading attacker for Dort College. She and Camp will get the majority of the attacks for the defenders. Altena jump serve, top spin serve, controlled by Morningside. This will be a free ball, passed over the net. Taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Quick attack to the middle, and a kill out of the middle for Camp. That is when Dort College's offense is at its best. When they are going with that quick attack to the middle, that just frees things up on the outside as well. Julia Lindberg, the outside attacker, opposite Altena. So when Altena is serving, you can figure that out. Lindberg is in the front row on the left side. Brittany Fleming, an attack error into the net, and the Dort College defenders lead it 5-3. 5-3, our score. Dort College in front. Defenders out to a quick start in this one after surrendering the first point. Altena has been on her game in the service area. Dug by Gasing. Bump set that time by Camp. Gets it over to Lindberg. Lindberg down the line. Kill. Well, if Lindberg gets going, Dort College's offensive output is going to be that much more diversified. 6-3, Dort College in front. Serving again will be Altena. Altena, jump serve to the back line, is just off of the back line and out of bounds. And the Dort College defenders lead at 6-4 after the Altena service error. So I make that notation in my running score. Dort College leads at 6-4. 6-4, our score. Fleming with service. Fleming returns the favor with a service error of her own. And the defender lead is 7-4. For Dort College, so many of their matches this year, they've gotten a little run. Teams will make a charge at them, and then they are able to salt it away. The last 10 matches, Dort College 30-2 in sets play. An attack from the right side and a kill for the Mustangs, and Brittany Olson makes it 7-5. Now, this is going to be no easy match for the Dort College defenders. Morningside, a very formidable foe, rated number 25 of the country in the most recent NAIA coaches poll. Slide to the right side to Delperdang, passed over the net off a block by the defenders. Here comes Morningside, and that's Byard with a kill. Jen Byard with the kill. Jen Byard with a couple of kills. And the Dort College lead is 7-6. So here comes Morningside trying to mount the rally early on. Altena to Gasink outside Lindberg. Cross-court kill. Julia Lindberg with her second kill in this rotation. And the Dort College lead is 8-6. 8-6, our score. Dort College in front. Serving for the defenders will be Bausma. Now Bausma playing with that wrap on her right leg. Usually indicates either a muscle pull of some sort. Hit is long and out of bounds by Bergman. Point defenders, and the Dort College defenders lead at 9-6. So Bergman with an attack here. Dort College trying to string some points together. Bausma serve, sideline. Taken by Bergman, lunged after it. Too close to the line to let it go. Power tip, sideline, saved by Altena. Bump set, Gasing, back over to Altena from behind the spike line, kill. Emma Altena over the kill. Dort College with a 10-6 lead. Beth Donnelly on the Morningside bench, letting it ride for the time being. Still serving is Bausma. Bausma, floater, right sideline, controlled by Morningside, set outside Byard. Byard through the block, kill. Jen Byard that time, unblocked, and Jen Byard at 6-3, taking care of that. Byard, player suffered a knee injury during her senior year of high school at Sioux Center Community High School. That was right before the state tournament, if memory serves me correctly. She was able to come back, though, and have a very productive college career at Morningside. Serve taken by the defenders. Bausma, Gasing. Gasing, slide right side, Kromendijk. Stab saved by Lindberg. Kept it in play. Passed over the net. Here comes Morningside. Attack middle. Ball dances on the tape and slides out of bounds. Ashley Vanderstel with a kill, and it's a 10-8 contest. 10-8, our score. Dort College leading by two. Morningside threatening. Serve, short, taken by Jansen. Helped towards the net. Byard and Gasing joust. Now tipped to the sideline by Gate with Lindberg. And Lindbergh hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Morningside. Well, now it's Morningside that has strung together some points. They make it 10-9. After the attack error by Lindbergh, Lindbergh saw the sideline was open but tipped it wide. Short serve taken by Jansen. Kept it alive. Roll shot by Lindbergh. Free ball in effect for Morningside. Set outside to Lindbergh Byard, unable to put it down. Gasink left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Point Morningside. So a block by the Mustangs. Putting that block up, Vanderstow. And the other player, I believe, Fleming. 10-10, our score. First tie since it was 3-3. Serve taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Back set to Cromendyke. Cromendyke blocked at the net. Here comes Dort College again. Power tip to the sideline by Lindbergh, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs will pass it over. And the pass too close to the net. Gasing has to try and help it over, and it's blocked back at her by Byard. And the Dort College defenders in a bad rotation right now. Bad matchup, it seems. Morningside has put together a five-point run. Dort College has to get out of this rotation. Serve controlled by Bausma to Gasing. Gasing to Cromendyke. Cromendyke to Byard. It was dug up towards the net by Morningside. Byard was able to get up and redirect it, and Byard with the kill. And the Morningside Mustangs take a 12-10 lead. 12-10 our score. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Today's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR made possible by grants from the following businesses. They include the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtyOfC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Morningside breaks their huddle. They're serving. They have a 12-10 lead, courtesy a six-point run. They started this run. They were down 10-6. Morningside has service. Serving for the Mustangs will be number six, Kelly Alberico. She's a setter for the Mustangs. Alberico serve taken by Jansen. Slide right side to Cromendyke. Goes cross court with a tip. Alberico with a set outside to Byard. Byard with a left hand. And the kill. And right now, Byard single-handedly hurting the defenders from that outside hitter's position. They've moved her to the outside. And she has taken full advantage. Morningside now on a seven-point run. Dort College has to get out of this rotation. Jansen, Gasing, Gasing, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, cross-court kill. They needed that. So Lindbergh with a kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 13-11. 13-11 our score. Serving is Aubrey Drake for the defenders. So one trip through the rotation, and the defenders trail at 13-11. Serving is Drake. Drake, floater, and an ace. Oh, did they said it was on the line, an ace serve. The line judge initially indicated in, then went out, and the R1 said yes, it was in. So an ace serve for Drake, and the Dort College defenders back to within a point at 13-12. 13-12 our score. Serving again, Drake. Drake, a junior from Rock Island, Illinois. Jump serve, floater, back line, controlled by Morningside. Won't get much of a attack out of this. Now they do, but they hit the antenna. That bump set to the outside too wide, and we're tied at 13-13 after the attack error. 13-13, set number one of this best-of-five battle. Serving for the defenders will be Drake. Drake, another serve to the right sideline. Alberico with a set to the middle, up high hands, and the kill for the Mustangs and Gerber. Gerber ends the run by the defenders. Got to pencil her in. She's one of those players, like I said, I wasn't sure we would see tonight. And we do see her. Drake back over to Gasing. Gasing to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with the kill. We're tied at 14-all. 14-14 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Jansen. Jansen slaps it over, controlled by Morningside. Attacking outside, roll shot. Saved by Drake, quick attack. Gasink outside to Altina, backhands it over. Didn't get much out of that one. Saved by Bausma, gets it over to Gasink. Left side attack, Altina kill. Need to string some points together here for Dort College. Emma Altina records the kill. She has three, and the defender's lead is 15-14. 15-14, our score. Overpass, Camp, unable to put it down. Here comes Dort College, back over to Camp. Camp off high hands, controlled by Morningside. Outside attack, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gasink. Might have been a double. Altina puts it away. Altina with a kill. Dort College leads at 16-14. So Emma Altina with the kill, her fourth. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Mustangs. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, at Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, Iowa, and Jasper, Minnesota. People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. Dort College leading 16-14. Summer Jansen serving. Set number one of this best-of-five tussle. Here comes Morningside. Attack right side. Power tip to the sideline. And a kill for Gerber. Gerber with a power tip from the right side. Tips it down the sideline for the kill. And the Mustangs back to within a point at 16-15. Serving for the Mustangs will be Pulling. Brianna Pulling with service. Short serve taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Sets it outside. Altina. Altina with a swing. Morningside scrambles to it. They keep it in play. Passed over the net. Taken by Drake. Pass too close to the net. And Dort College's passes have not been on the money tonight. And it has resulted in Gasing having to go too close to the net. And we're tied at 16-16. 16-16, our score. Serving again for the Mustangs is Pulling. Nearly an ace. Dort College keeps it in play. Bump set outside. Altina roll shot. Saved by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set right side. Gerber. Gerber off the block. Kill. Gerber with her third kill. And the Mustangs lead at 17-16. A three-point run by Morningside. Our score. Serve taken by Jansen. Too close to the net. Joust at the net. That time Gasink wins out. Gasink gets up again to block it. Here comes Morningside. Outside attack. And Gasink and Camp team up for the block on Fleming. Point defenders were tied 17-all. Gasink quick off the floor three times that time. And finally on the last one was able to register a kill. Or I should say terminates it for a block point. Gasink floater to the back line. Here comes Morningside. Slide to the right. Blocked at the net. Altina able to keep it in play. Here comes Morningside again. Power tip sideline. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasink. Gasink tries to get it over to Altina. And Altina, her tip with the left hand into the antenna. Point Morningside. So Altina with an attack error. And that set not where it needed to be. And it all starts with the passing. If Gasink has to run, her options are limited. Jansen gets it over to Gasink. Gasink outside set. Altina. Altina into the net. Point Morningside. Morningside now up by two and in the driver's seat. 19-17. Dort College has a timeout remaining if they want to use it. Serving for the Mustangs is Chavez. Chavez taking back row. Jansen. Gasink. Quick attack. Camp. Camp swing. Unable to put it down. Here comes Morningside. Roll shot. Saved by Delperdang. Gets it over to Gasink. Outside Altina. Altina off high hands and a kill. Altina with a kill for Emma Altina. I believe that's number five. And serving for the defenders will be Altina. Altina, jump serve, taken by Morningside. They'll attack outside Fleming, off high hands, and we have a player in the net for Dort College. Point Morningside. So So a kill by Fleming. That'll go and be how it is listed officially on the block error. 20-18, our score. Serving again is Fleming. Taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gason, comes back over to Camp. Camp for the kill. Leah Camp for the kill. Dort College trails 20-19. They need to string some points together. Underwood serving. Kromendijk, Lindberg, and Delperdang in the front row for Dort College. Three attackers. Gasink will be setting out of the back row. Underwood, jump serve, controlled by Morningside. They scramble. Hits the antenna, point defenders. So a passing error by Morningside, and we're tied 20-20. Timeout on the floor, Morningside. Back with more in a moment. Underwood with service. Morningside attacking. Set left side off by hands. Saved by Gasing. Kept it alive. Underwood. Back it goes. Lindberg. Lindberg with a kill. Lindberg with the kill, and the North College defenders lead it 21-20. Underwood still with service. Lindberg with her third kill of the evening unofficially. So Underwood still with service. Underwood serve on the way. Low hard serve, and we've got a rotation error called on the Mustangs. That will go as a team serve reception error, I believe. And Underwood with service. Dort College leading 22-20, and Underwood a little too much mustard on that one. Sends it long and out of bounds, and the defender lead is 22-21. So that rotation error called against Morningside. Dort College leads it now 22-21. Serving for the Mustangs is Nikki Oberfull. Oberfull serve, taken by Altena. Jansen with a bump set left side over to Lindberg. Lindberg off speed, saved by Dort College. Here comes Giesink. Back it goes, Kromendijk blocked at the net, saved by Altena. Comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg taps it over. Free ball. Morningside to the back line. Altena back over to Gasink. Outside it comes Lindberg. Lindberg cranks on it. Kill! Lindberg with the kill. Dort College leads 23-21. And the Dort College defenders get out of that rotation that gave them such problems the last time. Now serving for the defenders will be Bausma. Bausma has service. Bausma serves sideline, taken by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Outside it goes Byert, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Bump set, Altena blocked at the net. Point Morningside. Morningside back to within a point at 23-22. Now North College has to rally again and finish this one out. Alberico with service. Now you're looking for the first pass for the defenders. Alberico serve on the way. She goes middle back, and Jansen thought it was out. Bausma thought it was in, and Bausma goes after it, and an ace serve for Morningside. So an ace serve for Alberico, and Morningside now trying to rally and take the lead at 24-23. Serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Giesink. Outside it comes Lindberg, off by hands, kill, 24-23, Dort College. Now with an opportunity to finish it off at 24-23. Serving for the defenders, Aubrey Drake. So Drake, Dort College, with an advantage on that trip through the rotation. Dort College serving for the set. Drake sends it up and over, catches the tape and rolls over. And the Dort College defenders, Aubrey Drake, with the tape serve that catches the net and dances over the top. And he serve as it looks pretty in the book. Looked pretty on the court. A little bit of a heart stopper, though, but Drake with the ace serve. And the North College defenders take set one by a final score of 25-23. Back with set number two right after this. Back at the DeWitt Gymnasium, set number two on the way. Dort College wins set one, 25-23. That set did not come without its harrowing moments, though. Dort College led 10-6. Morningside put together 7 points in a row to go up 13-10. We were tied then at 13-14, 16-17. Morningside led at one point 19-17 and again 20-18. Dort College was able to string together 4 points in a row to take a 20-20 lead. Morningside never led again. They did fight back to tie at 23-all on an ace serve, but a Julia Lindbergh kill followed by an Aubrey Drake ace serve makes it a 25-23 final for the defenders. Dort College led by Julia Lindbergh with 6 kills. Emma Altena ends with 5 in set number 1. Jamie Gaysink, 13 assists. And the defenders, 3 digs each from Summer Jansen and Jamie Gaysink. For Morningside, Jen Beyer with 5 kills. Emma Gerber with 4. Alberico had 7 assists. Set number 2 on the way. Drake to Gaysink. Gaysink to Cromendyke. Cromendyke cross court. Hits it wide and out of bounds. Point, Morningside. So Morningside on the board first after the attack error by Cromendyke. And the Mustangs have service. Low hard serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gaysink. Shoots it out wide to Altena. Altena banks it off of the block for the kill. Altena ties it up at 1-1. Emma Altena with the kill. She's got 6 now. And the defenders tied up 1-1. Serving for the defenders is Jansen. Taken by Byert. Here comes Morningside. Alberico sets Byert. Byert with a kill. Jen Byert with a kill. And the Morningside Mustangs retake the lead at 2-1. Points are going to come grudgingly. Probably won't have long. Nothing will come easily, and it appears both teams with the ability to string points together, but then they allow strings of points here this evening. So whichever team is able to possibly adjust their rotation accordingly may be able to take advantage. A tip and a kill by Gaysink. Defenders up 2-2, are tied up 2-2. Short serve taken by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Back set. Thrown over. Saved by Delperdang. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Altena. Tools it off of the block for the kill. Tough angle to get that block closed. And Altena takes advantage. Pretty quick arm for the junior from Sioux Center. Makes it 3-2. Dort College in front. Floater to the back line is long and out of bounds. We're tied 3-3. So the service error that time Gaysink with the ace, service error. And serving for the Mustangs will be Pulling. Pulling served down the sideline, taken by Altena, gets it over to Gaysink. Quick attack, Camp. Camp for the kill. Leah Camp with a kill. Camp, junior, Tinley Park, Illinois, gives Dort College a 4-3 lead. So far we've had ties at 1, 2, and 3. Let's see if Dort College able to string something together. Jump serve by Altena, saved by Morningside. Here come the Mustangs through the block and a kill. Out of the middle, the kill for the Mustangs and Olson. Olson ties it up at 4-4. 4-4 our score. Dort College with serve reception now. Taken by Altena. Jansen has to throw it back over to Lindbergh. Banks it off of the block. And a kill for the Mustangs. And the Dort College defenders trail it 5-4. Morningside able to take Dort College out of their rhythm at times here this evening. Slide right side and a kill from the right side for Delperdang. Delperdang ties it up at 5-5. 5-5 our score. Delperdang with her first kill of the evening. We're knotted up at 5-all. Underwood with service. Controlled by Morningside, set outside, through the block, and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Fleming. And the defenders back-to-back points on the attack error by Fleming. She attacked from the left side, went cross-court, and hit it wide. Underwood serving. Underwood served to the sideline, controlled by Morningside, scrambling. Blocked at the net on the pushover. Here comes Dort College attacking Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a tap and a kill. Allie Cromendyke with the kill. Dort College leads 7-5. 7-5 the score for Cromendyke. Number 14, that is her third kill. Floater controlled by the Mustangs. Might have been three contacts. I thought it skimmed off of a player in front of the player who made the pass. No call made, though. Here comes Lindberg, blocked at the net. Dort College will regroup. Underwood back over to Lindberg. Lindberg with a kill. Lindberg smacks it down, and that's where Underwood comes in handy in this rotation. She's actually the backup setter as well, so Dort College a little bit of a risk in having her play regularly. If you'd have to check Gasink out, you might have to shake up the lineup just a little bit to make it work for the time being, but so far the risk worth the reward. Cromendyke blocked at the net. Underwood again with a set outside. Delperdang off high hand. Saved by Morningside. Mustangs attack to the sideline, to the middle, and hitting it to the back line for the kill. Morningside's Brittany Olson, her third. Olson with the kill. And it's 8-6. 8-6 our score. Fleming serving. Fleming's jump serve taken by Alton and gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it out wide to Lindberg. Lindberg change up kill. Took a little bit off that one, and Lindberg able to go cross court. Saw the block down the line. She had the cross court and no digger was there. And the defenders lead at 9-6. Serving is Bausma. Erica Bausma, the freshman from Sheldon, with service. Bausma's floater taken by the Mustangs. They'll set off high hands. It's attacked by Olson. Dort College attacking. Cromendyke pushes it over on the quick attack. Set outside Byard. Byard off high hands. Kill. Byard able to get it off of the fingertips to the back line, and the kill makes it 9-7. So Byard has had a nice match so far this evening. She's got seven. Overfull with service. Taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Pushed over the net by Altena. Saved by Morningside. Off high hands. Saved by Gasing. Gets it over to Bausma. Bump set to Lindberg. Down ball. Saved by Morningside. Set outside Byard. Off high hands. Saved by the defenders. Gasing pushes it out wide. Lindberg down the line. Saved by Morningside. Chavez with the set outside. Dug by Altena on the attack by Bergman. Here comes Dort College. And Lindberg gets it off the tape for the kill. Lindberg gets that one to catch the tape, and it falls over, and the Dort College defender lead is 10-7. That's nine kills for Lindberg. Lindberg having a night. 10-7 our score. Three-point lead for the defenders. Drake serving. Jump serve controlled by the Mustangs. Set outside Byard through high hands. Saved by Jansen. Bausma races for it. Comes back over to Altena. Joust at the net, and Gasink wins out. Gasink with a kill. Dort College leads at 11-7. Timeout, Morningside. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. You're listening to KDCR 88.5. Let's take a look at who makes the broadcast of these matches possible. They include American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service by C&H Pottery in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Dort College with an 11-7 lead. Drake serve controlled by Morningside. Chavez throws it over to Bergman. Bergman unable to do anything with it from the right side. Tapped over the net by Cromendyke. Morningside scrambling. Cromendyke gets the kill. Cromendyke records the kill. For Allie Cromendyke, that's number four. Bergman will check out of the match. Also checking out of the match, it's Chavez. And Morningside going to the bench. Maddie Dotzler checks into the contest. I believe this is Maddie's first time in the match. And that was pretty obvious, as very nearly had a player in the wrong position on the back line. Morningside with the serve receive off high hands. Saved by Drake. Gasink shoots it out over to Altena. Done deal. Altena attacking from the outside. Block was not there, and that's like shooting fish in a barrel for Emma Altena. Altena with her eighth kill, and the Dort College defenders lead at 13-7. Set number two, Dort College won set one, 25-23. Wouldn't call it stealing set one, but definitely did not dominate that set. Passed over the net by Byard. Dort College attacking back over to Cromendyke. Swung, dug by Dort College. Jansen over to Gasink, outside Altina. Banks it off of the block, and just she comes in at that flat angle along the net. And that attack, and it is so hard to get it closed and keep it in play. She tools it off of the block, using the block to her advantage, and the defenders lead it now 14-7. Nearly an overpass. Here comes Morningside. Jansen got her arms on it, but Vanderstyle is going to get credit for the kill. So now Morningside will try to rally. They did it in set one. Let's see if they're able to do it here in set number two. Serving for the Mustangs will be Callie Alberico. Alberico with serve. Taken by Bausma to Gasing. Back over to Altena. Power tip sideline kill. Hardly fair. Finally, you play for the sharp angle. You feel like you get the block there if you're Morningside, and then she power tips it down the sideline. Mustangs attacking. Set goes to the middle. Saved by Bausma. Gets it to Gasing. Back over to Camp. Camp with a swing out of the middle. Here comes Morningside. Right side attack. Off the block. Kill. Gerber with the kill. She's got four, but Morningside now in a position where they have to string points together. You can't go point and point. Dort College with a six-point cushion. Serving is Reagan Tucholsky. Morningside, they'll play a bunch of players. Looking at their roster, here's Gasink outside. It goes Alton up, banks it off the block, saved by Jansen. And we have the ball hitting the antenna. Dort College with a point. That's a kill for Altona. Lost my train of thought. Dort College leading 16-9. Short serve controlled by Morningside. Mustangs will attack. Down ball, and that's a hit into the net by Fleming. Fleming with the attack error, and Dort College leads at 17-9. I know what I was going to say. Doing my prep work for the volleyball broadcast this evening, and I do a little homework heading into these broadcasts. It was tough to pick out who I anticipated seeing for Morningside. I like to narrow it down to 10 or 12 players if possible. Morningside, though, plays a bunch. Hit over the net by Gerber. Gerber hits it long and out of bounds. Point defenders. And so far, Coach Beth Donnelly letting it ride. Her team trailing 18-9. She has a timeout remaining if she wants it. Probably wants her team to play through it if they can. Gasing slips and falls as she tries to come up with a dig, unable to keep it in play. And a point for the Mustangs. They trail 18-10. 18-10, our score, pulling with service. Sometimes, especially in the early season, you talk about coaches, they'll say they just got to figure it out. Can't be calling timeouts and babysitting. At some point, you just got to execute. And right now, Beth Donnelly taking that approach. Dort College able to get a kill out of the middle. That's Camp. Camp with another kill. And for Leah Camp, that is her fourth. Emma Altona with serve. And Altona, that wasn't a close call for our line judge, Kobe Jones. That was an easy one to make. Altona with a serve that was off the end line by a couple of yards. And the Morningside Mustangs have service. This is Maddie Dotzler back into the contest. 19-11, our score. Short serve taken by Altona. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back right side over to Delperdang. Unable to put it away. Morningside scrambles to it. They'll pass it over the net. Free ball to Dort College. Altona, Gasing. Gasing, quick attack. Camp. Camp kill. Camp with a kill. Awfully pretty to watch when it works. Leah Camp puts the kill away. Dort College leads at 20-11. 20-11 our score. Short serve controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking. Set outside and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Morningside's Krista Zink. Thought I was joking when I said they'd play about 20 players. It looks like they might. 21-11 our score. Zink with the attack error. Here comes Morningside, dumped over the net, saved by Gasink. Kromendijk passes it too close to the net, saved by Gasink again. Down ball by Lindbergh, saved by Morningside. Mustangs attack out of the middle, pushed over the net, saved by Delperdang. Gets it over to Gasink, shoots it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh bangs off of the block, saved by Kromendijk. Gets it over to Gasink, back over to Altona, blocked at the net, saved by Kromendijk. Picked it cleanly, Gets it over to Delperdang. Delperdang with the pushover, controlled by Morningside. Set comes left side, Morningside, Zank. Zank unable to put it away. Now she does. Krista Zank with the kill. Zank with the kill. It's 21-12. Coach Beth Donnelly still with that timeout in her pocket if she wants it. Zank with service. Zank served down the line, taken by Lindberg. Gets it over to Gaysink. Bump set. Pushed over the net by Altena. Now block at the net put up by Cromendyke and Lindberg. And the defender lead is 22-12. 22-12, our score. Marin Van Velzen into the contest. Checking out Zank. Serving is Bausma. Bausma, floater. Nearly an overpass. Morningside keeps it in play. Byert. Blocked at the net, but ball ends up off of the end line and out of bounds. Point Morningside. So another kill for Byert. Byert with eight. And the Mustangs serving. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a swing. Saved by Morningside momentarily. Nope. Cromendyke with a kill. Allie Cromendyke with another kill. And for the sophomore from Belle Plaine, that's her fifth. And the defender lead is 23-13. 23-13, our score. Serving is Drake. Drake to the sideline, controlled by the Mustangs. Set goes to the middle, off high hand, saved by Altena. Kept alive by Bausma, down ball by Altena, saved by Byer. Here comes Morningside off the block, and the kill for the Mustangs. That'll go for Ashley Vanderstow. Vanderstow with the kill. It's 23-14, Door College by nine. Serving for the Mustangs is Gerber. Gerber with the serve, taken by Bausma, close to the net, pushed over the net by Gaysink. Gaysink just wide and out of bounds. Point Morningside, here come the Mustangs. Officially got to call that an attack here on Gaysink. She hit it wide and out of bounds as she tried to tap it over. Taken by Drake, gets it over to Gaysink, shoots it over to Altena. Altena banks it out through the block, saved by Morningside. Byert. Byert blocked at the net, saved by Morningside. Joust at the net, Altena puts it down. Altena and Cromendyke bang into each other at the middle, and then Altena is able to put it away. Emma Altena with her 12th kill. She's kind of taken over here in set number two. Defenders lead at 24-15 with serve is Jansen, trying to make it 2-0 in the match. Through the block and the kill for the Mustangs, Ashley Vanderstow. Vanderstow with four. Well, we'll see if Morningside can string some points together for no other reason than to slow the Door College momentum. Serving for the Mustangs is Tekulski. Tekulski, short serve, saved by Drake, gets it over to Gaysink, comes outside Altena. Altena with a kill. Emma Altena with the kill. She's got 13, and the defenders take set number two, 25-16. You're listening to KDCR88.5.com. Back with set number three in a moment. Glad to have you along with me on this Wednesday night. A busy weekend still coming up for Door College Athletics. Door College Cross Country is hosting a pair of races on Saturday morning beginning at 10 o'clock. Looks like a great day to be running cross country. That'll start with the women's race at 10. Men's race will begin at about 10:45. That's all going to happen just to the east of the, it's going to start and finish east of the soccer complex right along the fence there. So if you make it out to the soccer field, that's going to be your best bet to watch cross country. The Door College volleyball team hosting nationally rated Grandview Saturday afternoon, beginning with the junior varsity contest at 1. Varsity contest gets underway at 2:30. And then at 6 o'clock, we wrap up a busy Saturday with the Door College defender football team hosting Waldorf. That's a 6 o'clock kickoff. You can hear it on KDCR. We'll have that volleyball and football contest on KDCR on Saturday. Door College soccer will be playing two matches each in Denver, Colorado. And the North College men's golf team is in action tomorrow and Friday as part of the Siouxland invite. Aubrey Drake sends it long on the first serve of set number three. And the Morningside Mustangs take the lead 1-0. Morningside has had the lead in each of the three sets here tonight. So Drake with a service error. And the Mustangs have served, taken by Bausma, gets it over to Giesink. North College not in system to start here in set number three. Might need a little refocusing. Set goes outside, and a block and a kill for the Mustangs. That was off of the block. Gerber gets the kill, and the Mustangs take a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. If you're North College, you don't want to fall asleep at the switch on this one. Morningside, as I said, a dangerous team. Giesink with a dump shot, and that'll go as a kill for Giesink. Up to this point, Giesink did not have a kill. She gets her first one there. Seventeen players have played in tonight's match for Morningside. Here come the Mustangs. Outside block put up by the defenders. Morningside reload, set to the middle, and a kill out of the middle for the Mustangs. And Vanderstow. Vanderstow with the kill. It's 3-1. 3-1 our score. Serving is Pulling for the Mustangs. Pulling with service. So Pulling's low hard serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Giesink. Slide right side camp, cross court. Here comes Morningside, pushed over the net. Saved by Bausma, sets it left side, Altena, power tip, saved by Morningside. Mustangs attacking through the block, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Giesink, over to Altena. Altena cross court. There to dig it up was Gorley. Here comes Morningside off the block, saved by the defenders. Drake sends it up back over to Altena, unable to put it down. Here comes Morningside, Mustangs attacking again through the block. Giesink with the quick tip to Camp, unable to put it down. Here comes Morningside down the line, and a kill for the Mustangs. And coming up with a kill for Morningside, that's Zank. Zank with the kill, and Morningside leads it 4-1. 4-1 the score. Morningside in front. Mustangs with service. This is Pulling. Pulling, short serve taken by Jansen. Passed over the net by Giesink. Morningside scrambles. Down ball, saved by Camp. Gets it over to Giesink. Comes back over to Altena. Tools it off the block for the kill. It's been sloppy here in set number three to begin for the defenders. Altena with her 14th kill. And the defenders trail 4-2. 4-2 our score. Giesink low hard serve. Mustangs scramble to it. Haven't had many aces here this evening. Down ball taken by Altena. Gets it over to Giesink. Back over to Altena. Blocked at the net. Pushed back over by Camp. And pushed right back by the Mustangs, and it's 5-2. 5-2 our score. Jade Bergman with serve. North College down by three in set number three, leading in the match 2-0. Serve taken by Altena. Giesink has to run for it. Back over to Emma. Emma through the block, kill. Altena with another kill, and for Emma, that's number 15 already this evening. Altena with 15, 9 for Lindbergh, 5 each for Cromendyke and Camp. So Altena has served, top spin serve taken by the Mustangs, and Dort College picks it out of the, Dort College gets up on the block, and unable to keep it in play was Alberico. Alberico tried to keep it in play, and Dort College will get credit for an ace serve that time by Altena. Another serve on the way for Altena, top spin serve. Again, Alberico gets to it, this time on the second contact, saved by Lindbergh on the dig on the cross court. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. Lindbergh with the kill. North College ties it up 5-5. Julia with her 10th kill this evening. Emma Altena has service. And Altena with a jump serve controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking off high hand, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesink. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a topspin controlled by Morningside. Morningside banging it off the block for the kill is Krista Zink. Zank with another kill. Ward College defenders trail it 6-5. 6-5 the score. Ward College set for serve, receive. Short serve taken by Alton and gets it over to Giesing. Comes back over to Camp. Camp, quick attack, unable to put it down. Dug by Zink. Controlled by Morningside. Pushed over the net, free ball. Jansen to Giesing. Giesing. And now we've got a back row attack called on the defenders. Giesing gets called for the back row attack, and that's just simply one where Giesing went up to get it. Made contact with it, and then a Morningside player went up and touched it and turned that into an attack. Short serve taken by Jansen, gets it to Giesing, bump set left side, Lindberg. Lindberg with a swing, over, controlled by Dor Kalich on the quick return. Camp blocked at the net. Jansen with a bump set to Lindberg. Lindberg taps it over, saved by Giesing on the dig. Camp will set it right side to Delperdang. Delperdang banks it off of the block, out of bounds, point Dor Kalich. So Delperdang uses the block for the kill. Haley Delperdang with her second kill by my count. And the Dor Kalich defenders trail 7-6. Underwood served to the back line, controlled by the Mustangs. Set goes outside and hitting it long and out of bounds. Point defenders. 7-7 our score. Underwood with service. Cross-court serve controlled by the Mustangs. Set goes to the middle. Dor Kalich gets the block up. Giesing has to dig it, though. Might have been a double. Kromendijk gets it over to Lindberg. Lindberg hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Morningside. So Lindberg with an attack error. 8-7 the score. Serving is Overfull. Overfull serve controlled by Altena. Gets it to Giesing. Comes back slide over to Delperdang. Delperdang hits it long and out of bounds. So an attack error by Delperdang. And the Dor Kalich defenders trail 9-7. 9-7 our score. Short serve taken by Lindberg. Gets it to Giesing. Back it goes Lindberg. Roll shot over the block. Saved by Morningside. Mustangs attacking Bergman, and we've got a double contact called on Morningside. That was Alberico who gets called for the double contact. Dor Kalich trails 9-8. So Alberico, a ball handling error. Serving is Bausma, side of her hand, taken by Bergman. Outside, Byert, dug by Dor Kalich and Altena. Now a joust at the net, won by Byert. Dor Kalich covers it though, and Kromendijk with a kill. Kromendijk smokes it through, makes it 9-9. Dor Kalich rallying to tie it after trailing in this one 4-1 and 5-2. And again at 9-7, they've tied it up at 9-9. Quick attack and out of the middle for the kill is Vanderstel. Vanderstel makes it 10-9. Vanderstel unofficially with 7. Mustangs serving, Alberico controlled by the defenders. Giesing back over to Lindberg. Lindberg with a swing, dug up and over by Morningside though. Giesing back over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk another kill. Kromendijk back-to-back kills for the defenders. She's got 7, and the defenders tied up at 10 all. This is Drake serving. Aubrey Drake with serve. So Aubrey Drake, floater, right side. Low pass, Morningside covers it. And a kill for the Mustangs and Vanderstel, her 8th. Vanderstel makes it an 11-10 contest. Serving for the Mustangs is Tekulski. Tekulski with serve. Taken by Bausma, Giesing outside. Altena, Altena with a swing and the kill. Emma Altena ties it up at 11-all. Emma Altena with her 16th kill. Altena already with a couple of 20-kill matches this season. Closing in on that here halfway through set number 3. Dor Kalich leading 2-0. Jansen, Giesing, Giesing, quick attack, Camp, Camp, kill. Gasing's got a pretty nice feel for where the ball needs to go. She saw the block developing against Altona, instead went to Camp, and Camp puts it down. Morningside attacking, set goes through the middle, block. Morningside scrambles, and they're unable to get it passed over the net. Inbounds or in play, and the defenders take the lead at 13-11. 13-11, our score. Door College still serving. Jansen serve, catches the tape, and falls back on the defender's side. You live by the tape, you die by it. Earlier this evening, we saw Drake with an ace serve on the tape to finish set one. That time, Jansen serves one that's just short, and it falls back on the defender's side. Serve taken by Drake, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back. Can't miss time, the quick attack that time, and we're tied up 13-all. So a service error by Jansen followed by a mistimed quick attack, and just like that, it's 13-all. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Short serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink, shoots it over to Altona, banks it off of the block for the kill, 14-13. Emma Altona with a kill, 17 unofficially. Defenders lead it by a point. Jamie Gaysink with serve, short serve, Morningside attacking, pushed over the net, saved by Gaysink, gets it over to Camp, comes back over to Altona, roll shot, saved by Morningside, Mustangs attacking, set right side, block, point Morningside. It was blocked out of bounds, Gerber with the kill, we're tied 14-all. So Gerber with a kill, 14-14, serving is Bergman. So Bergman with service. And Bergman's serve just skims the net, gets over. Back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. So Door College goes back to the quick attack, and Camp makes them pay, her seventh kill. And the defender lead is 15-14. Serving is Altona. Emma Altona serve, catches the tape. Morningside adjusts. Set goes outside Zink. Off high hands and a kill. Zink with the kill. It's 15-all. Seven kills for Zink. Factoring in, she didn't appear in the rotation until about halfway through set number two. She's been very productive. Camp redirects it. Morningside recovers. Morningside pushes it over. Saved by Gaysink. Had to lunge for it, and now it's passed over the net by Camp and out of bounds. Door College out of system, and Morningside regains the lead at 16-15. 16-15. Serving is Van Velzen for Morningside. Van Velzen serve, floater, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink, outside it comes to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill, we're tied 16-all. So Lindbergh records the kill, her 11th. 16-16, our score, serving is Underwood. North College trying to regain the lead. Underwood, short serve, Morningside attacks. Set goes outside, Byard. Byard off high hand, saved by Altona. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes outside, Lindbergh, and that's going to be called a double on Jamie Gaysink. Kind of had a feeling one of those was going to be coming North College's way after Morningside got called for one earlier. Mustangs over full, the libero serving. Taken by Lindbergh, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back to Kromendyk. Kromendyk hits it wide and out of bounds. So Kromendyk with an attack here. Now it's Chad Hansen's turn to let it ride. Overfull with service. And Overfull, short serve, taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gaysink, shoots it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net, point Morningside. Morningside leads at 19-16. And the Dort College defenders are going to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. 19-16, our score, set number three. Morningside in front. Dort College needs to rally through here, and they need to do it without their primary offensive weapon in an attacking position. Emma Altona right now, middle back, so you've got to survive a couple more rotations. First order of business is breaking service. This is Nikki Overfull with service. North College has not started any of the sets well here this evening. Altena takes the serve, gets it over to Jansen. She sets it to Lindberg, unable to put it down. Morningside attacking. Blocked at the net. Here comes Morningside. Attack outside Byard. Blocked at the net. Here comes Morningside. Again, they'll go Byard. Byard off high hands and a kill. Byard with the kill. She has 9 unofficially, and Morningside leads it 20-16. Short serve, taken by Lindberg, gets it over to Giesink, comes back to Lindberg. Lindberg banks it off the block for the kill. So Lindberg records a kill. North College needed that just to break service. Now serving for the defenders will be Bausma. Trim a couple off this deficit right now. Morningside attacking. Here's Byard through the box, saved by Jansen. Overhand save. Comes back over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a kill. Morningside crowd wants a lift. Kromendijk did it quickly enough. And she gets away with it. Served down the sideline. Taken by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Here's Byard through the box, saved by Jansen. Bausma, bump set. Lindberg blocked at the net. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesink. Back to Lindberg. Lindberg banks it off of the block for the kill. Well, this is a rotation that wasn't productive in set number one. It is productive here in set number three. The defenders with 3 straight points. They force Morningside to use a timeout. You're listening to KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Erica Bausma serving. Got 3 ace serves this season. One here would be huge. Her team trailing 2019. Morningside used their first time out. Low hard serve, not an ace, but an overpass. Here comes North College attacking. Lindberg. Lindberg blocked at the net. Point Morningside. That was a chance for North College, and they miss it. A block by the Mustangs, and the Mustangs lead at 21-19. You got an overpass. You had a chance at a transition point. And instead, Morningside's able to get the block up, and Alberico has service. Alberico, short serve and ace. So there's the ace, but it was on the other side of the net. Alberico makes it 22-19. Can't let 1 point turn into 2 or 3, and that time, North College kind of feels like they did. They got blocked and then got a little sluggish on that serve reception. Taken by Bausma, saved by Kromendijk, down ball by Jansen, saved by Morningside. Mustangs attacking, pushed to the sideline and out of bounds by Gerber. Point defenders, North College trailing 22-20. 22-20, our score after the attack error. Serving for the defenders will be Drake. See if the defenders can string some together. Drake serves, stays in bounds. Morningside attacking. Off high hand, saved by Drake. Bausma with the set over to Altena. Altena banks it off of the block. And a kill. That ball banged off of the block for the kill. Altena gets credit for the kill. 22-21, North College down a point. Serving is Drake. Drake floater, taken by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Set goes outside, and a double called on Morningside. And we're tied up at 22-all. 22-22, our score. An illegal set called, double contact. And the North College defenders have tied it up 22-all. Timeout Morningside, back with more in a moment. Well, I was busy watching the replay of that play that Morningside didn't like the result on, where they said the ball never made it over the net. Drake has service with our score tied 22-22. Aubrey Drake trying to give North College the lead. The attackers for the defenders, Kromendijk and Alton. You've got Giesink in the front row as well. Jump serve controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Here's Byard. Byard with a kill. Byard with a kill. And the defenders trail 23-22. 23-22, the score, serving for the Mustangs. Reagan Tekulski. And Tekulski with serve. And her floater taken by Drake, gets it over to Giesink. Giesink will go to Altena. Altena around the block. Saved by Morningside. Morningside banged off of the block. Gasink has to push it back over, though. Here comes Morningside through the block. And that'll go as a kill for the Mustangs. Kill for the Mustangs and Gerber. That's seven. And the Mustang lead is 24-22. And the North College defenders will use a timeout. Timeout, North College trailing 24-22 in set number three. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Also made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Also made possible by the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC or the booth next to the concession stands at home football, volleyball, and basketball games. Well, barring a comeback by the defenders, we're going to play a little bit more volleyball. Dort College trailing 24-22, so set point. Dort College will have to score at least 3 points in a row here. Jump serve taken by the defenders. Drake, Gasink, Gasink outside Altena. Altena backhands, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attack. Pushed over the net, free ball. Jansen comes slide right over to Kromendyk. Kromendyk with the attack. No touch at the net. Point Morningside, and the Mustangs take set number three by a final score of 25-22 on the Kromendyk attack error. So we head to set number four. Morningside taking set number three by a final of 25-22. On to set number four we go right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. College won sets 1 and 2, 25-23 and 25-16. Morningside wins set 3, 25-22. Would have been shocked if this one had been finished in sweep fashion after the way the match began. Certainly looked like Dort College had control after set 2 up 25-16, but just never felt good about set number 3. And we go to set number 4. The numbers so far, Dort College hitting for the match, a 297 kill efficiency. Morningside 223. Defenders led by Emma Alton has 18 kills so far. Julia Lindberg with 13. Allie Kromendyk 8. Leah Camp 7. Jamie Gasing 43 assists. 11 digs for Summer Jansen. Dort College with 3 service aces. For the Mustangs, they've got 2 service aces. Callie Alberico has 26 assists. Jen Byard has 10 kills. Ashley Vanderstow has 8. Brittany Olson has 3. Morningside led in digs by Nikki Oberfull with 8. Blocks, Dort College has not had a good blocking night, just 2 so far, while surrendering 6 points on blocks. Kromendyk blocked at the net, and we've got a 4 hit violation on the defenders. And Morningside, in the early going at least, on the first point of set 4, looks like they might still have the momentum. So 4 hits called on the defenders. An attack error by Kromendyk. Dort College attacking. Comes over to Altena. Altena blocked at the net. Point Morningside. So a block for a point by the Mustangs. And the Mustangs trail 2-0. I beg your pardon. Mustangs lead 2-0 after trailing in the match 2-0. Set number 4. Serve taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasink, comes back over to Kromendyk, blocked at the net, now a joust at the net, pushed over, here comes Morningside, attack to the middle, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Altena, passed over the net by Bausma to the sideline, wide and out of bounds, point Morningside. All right, now Dort College a little bit skittish, a little shaken it appears, confidence that they had earlier Now Morningside has rallied for the momentum. Morningside leading 3-0. North College needs a point. Drake, Gasing. Gasing sideline, wide, out of bounds. Point Morningside. Attack error by Gasing. And the Mustangs feeling pretty good about themselves right now, up 4-0. 4-0 our score. And the short serve catches the tape. Jansen gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Altina. Altina down the line. And hits it wide and out of bounds. And Altina hits it wide and out of bounds. So an attack error by Altina. That one happened on the far side. And that'll go as an ace. Morningside leads at 6-0. North College might need an early timeout. An ace serve for the Mustangs. Serving for the Mustangs is Alberico. And North College needs a point. Alberico serve, taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes outside Altina. Altina with a kill. Emma Altina with a kill. Makes it 6-1. North College now with service. Altina with her 19th kill. Serving for the defenders will be Jansen. North College needs to run a couple together here. Short serve controlled by the Mustangs. They'll set outside. Byard off high hand. Saved by Drake. Pushed over the net by Camp. Busted play. Morningside attacking. Byard. Byard off speed. Saved by Bausma. Gets it to Gasing. Back over to Camp. Dug by Oberfull. Morningside attacking. Right side off high hands. Saved by Gasing. Comes back over to Altina. Altina with a kill. Altina with her 20th, and the North College defenders back to within 4 at 6-2. 6-2 our score. Floater, back line, Morningside attacking. Set goes to the middle, and a kill out of the middle for the Mustangs and Vanderstel. Vanderstel with her 9th. Vanderstel with her 9th kill. Morningside leads at 7-2. Serving for the Mustangs will be Tikulski. Tikulski serve, saved by North College, comes outside Altina, getting the block up on Altina and hitting it long and out of bounds. Morningside's tip to the back line, Gerber. Gerber hits it long, and the North College defenders trail it 7-3. 7-3. Serving for the defenders is Gasing. Set goes to the middle, and a kill out of the middle for the Mustangs. And that's another kill for Gerber. Gerber with her 8th. And Morningside back in front by 5, 8-3. Morningside scored the first 6 points of set number 4. And the North College defenders trying to regroup. Serve taken by Jansen. Gets it to Gasing. Gasing Camp. Camp swing, and a kill for Camp. Well, North College, you need to trim some points off the lead. You need to put 2 or 3 together. Morningside, you go up, get another 2 or 3 unanswered. You might run away and hide with this one. Then it gets really difficult. Altina with service. Morningside gets to it. Slide right side and off of the block and out of bounds. Lindbergh put the block up, but the ball rolls and hits the antenna. Point Gerber. Gerber with her 9th kill. 9-4 our score. So Morningside, after feeling like they let set one slip away, have rallied in sets 3 and 4, and they've really controlled play. Missed time, quick attack. So an attack error on Camp, and it's 10-4. 10-4, Morningside up 6 again. Bergman has service. And the serve to the back line is long and out of bounds. Point defenders. So a service error by Bergman. 10-5. Serving is Underwood. Underwood lines it up, sends it over. Here come the Mustangs. Pushed over the net, saved by Gasing. Gets it to Kromendike. To Delperdang. Delperdang with a swing. Dug by Morningside. Bergman off high hands. Controlled by Morningside on the continue. Set goes outside Zank. Zank hits it wide and out of bounds. Point defenders. So So Zank with an attack error. That's Krista Zank. Service error by Underwood as she serves it into the net. And the Mustangs back up by 5. 11-6. So a service error by the defenders. Morningside, Ben Velzen serving. Up by 5. Sedor College put a couple points together, but now they need to come back, break the rally by Morningside. Bergman pushes it over, free ball. Altena to Gasing, Gasing to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a kill. Kromendijk with a kill. Kromendijk with her 8th. Serving for the defenders, Bausma. Erica Bausma sends it over, controlled by Morningside. Set outside, Byert. Byert, she's been a handful all night. That time, Dort College digs it up. Comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh missed time to jump, but able to hang long enough and get it over the top of the block, and it drops. Defenders down by 3, 11-8. 11-8, our score. Low hard serve controlled by the Mustangs. Pushed over the net. Kromendijk pushes it right back. Here comes Morningside. Byert blocked at the net. Saved by Morningside. They'll reload. It goes Byert again. Byert blocked again. Pushed over the net. Saved by Bausma. Gets it to Gasing. Shoots it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh taps it over. Saved by Bergman. Here comes Morningside. Through the box. Saved by Bausma. Sloppy play. Down ball by Lindbergh. Controlled by Morningside. Alberico sets right side, and off the block for the kill is Brittany Olson. Olson with her 4th. Olson with her 4th kill. And the Dort College defenders trail 12-8. Morningside has service. Saved by Bausma, gets it to Gasing. Slide to Kromendijk. Kromendijk hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Morningside. And after Dort College seemed to have to work like crazy to just get it back to within 3, it's ballooned back to 5. Serve taken by Jansen, gets it to Gasing, comes back to Altena. Altena from behind the spike line, Morningside controls it. Now Bergman from behind the spike line, and she hits it into the net. Point Dort College on the attack here by the left-hander. So Bergman, she had to go to a roll shot there. Serving for the defenders will be Drake. Aubrey, low hard serve, taken by the Mustangs. Set goes to the middle, saved by Altena, gets it back over to Gasing. Gasing swings through with the left hand block, but there to push it down is Altena. Altena with the kill. Emma Altena with another kill. She's got 21. Dort College trails 13-10. It's been a long uphill climb here in set number 4. Drake with serve down the line, right side as you face the net, and a mistimed jump by Vanderstyle. The attack error, point defenders, and the defenders are back to within 2 at 13-11. It's a long set. Somehow, some way, you got to get to 25. There's no clock. You can't stall. Serve to the back line. Taken by Morningside. Bergman pushes it up towards Byert. Byert, roll shot. Saved by Jansen. Gets it to Gasing. Back over to Altena. Altena with a swing. And the kill. 4 in a row by the defenders. Altena with her 22nd kill, I believe. And the Dort College defenders back to within a point, 13-12. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. 13-12, Dort College back to within a point after allowing the first 6 points of the set. Dort College leading in the match. 2-1. But Morningside with the momentum. Dort College has to complete the comeback here. You just get the sense if you don't complete it, Morningside's just going to kind of play keep away. No other way of describing it. Awfully technical there, but run away and hide with it. Aubrey Drake serving. And Drake's low hard serve taken by the Mustangs. Here they come. Outside it comes to Byert. Byert with a kill. She has been difficult for Dort College to match up with all evening. She has 11 kills now. And the Mustangs have service. This is Alberico. Alberico served, taken by Drake. Gets it to Gaysink, back over to Alton on the quick attack. Passed up and over and out of bounds. It'll be Dort College with a point. That was not textbook, but Dort College gets the point out of it. 14-13, the defenders trailing by a point. Serving is Jansen. Jansen floater, taken by Morningside. Alberico has to run for it. Gets it over to Byard. Byard with a tip. Dug by Dort College and Bausma. Back over to Altena. Through the block. Saved by Morningside. Alberico. Back set. Tough angle. Saved by Jansen. Kept alive by Gaysink somehow. Down ball by Jansen. Saved by Morningside. Comes back right side and hitting it long and out of bounds. No touch at the net. The attack by Gerber and Dort College has tied it up. Well, Morningside scored the first 6 points of the set. Dort College has outscored them since then, 14-8. Serve catches a tape, rolls over. Morningside scrambles. They push it over. Jansen, Gaysink. Gaysink with a tap, controlled by Morningside. Morningside joust at the net. Camp puts it down, and Dort College leads 15-14. Camp with a point on the busted play. 9 kills now for Camp. 15-14, our score. And Coach Beth Donnelly for Morningside. Upset about call by the R1 or the non-call. Overpass, and Altona puts it away! 16-14, our score. Altona with a kill. And the North College defenders force Morningside to call the timeout. Timeout on the floor. Morningside trailing 16-14. Back with more in a moment. Morningside exhausts their second timeout, so they'll have to play the rest of the way free-flowing. Set goes to the middle, pushed over the net, saved by Dort College. Bausma, Gaysink, Gaysink, can't kill. The odd thing is, and I was just talking to my stat crew in between during that timeout, the odd thing is, Dort College allowed the 6 points to start the set. Coach Chad Hansen refused to call the timeout. Morningside is the team that scored those first 6 points. They've used both timeouts now. Camp tries to push it over, gets called for an illegal contact. Point Morningside, and it's back to 17-15. Long ways to go in this one yet. Byard checks out. If you're Dort College, you don't mind seeing that. She's been a tough matchup this evening. Morningside with service. I think this is probably the best match I've seen her play for Morningside, and I've seen a few of them now. Set goes outside Altona. Altona with a swing. Morningside somehow keeps it in play. Passed over the net. Free ball. Jansen, Gaysink. Gaysink pushes to the corner, and Gaysink hits it wide and out of bounds. 17-16. Gaysink trying to go to the well and go to the back corner and hit it wide and out of bounds. Point Morningside. Back to a point. Just 1 point difference. Bausma, Gaysink, Gaysink, Altona, Altona kill. Emma Altona now with 23 in three plus sets. Dort College leading 18-16. Gaysink with service. Here's where you want Dort College, if you're a defender fan at least, to string some together. Serve taken by Morningside. Set comes right side, and you won't string any together there. A slide and a kill for Gerber, her 10th. Gerber with the kill makes it 18-17. 18-17 our score. Morningside trying to rally and tie the match at two sets apiece. Serving for the Mustangs is Brianna Pulling. Taken by Drake. Gaysink with a bump set. Camp has to pass it over. Busted play. Morningside now scrambling. And this will be a down ball to the back line. Taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Altona. Altona with the kill. Emma Altona takes the middle out of that one. Altona with another kill, and now she's serving. Well, for Dort College, they're going to have to do it with their leading hitter in the front row now. She's going to serve. Jump serve on the way by the six-footer from Sioux Center. Serve controlled by Morningside. They're able to get into system. Slide, right side, dug by Gaysink. Pushed over the net by Camp, controlled by Morningside. Set goes outside, Zank. Zank with a kill. Krista Zink with a kill. 19-18. Serving for the Mustangs is Jade Bergman. Bergman with service. Set number four. Gesink out wide. Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hands. Kill. Well, can you play point and point now if you're North College? This is not their strongest offensive rotations coming up. It's a matter of trying to survive it. Underwood with service. Underwood serve, cross court, Bergman overhand, kept it alive, set goes outside, Zink, dug by North College. Gesink will bump it up towards Altena. Altena from behind the spike line, saved by Morningside and Bergman. Set goes outside, Zink, roll shot, kill. 20-19, Morningside cuts it back to a point. Serving for the Mustangs will be Van Velzen. So we have Camp out, and Jansen will check in. Serving for the Mustangs is Van Velzen. Van Velzen serves sideline, taken by Lindbergh. Gets it back to the middle, Altena. Altena taps it over, controlled by Morningside. Thrown up towards the antenna, blocked, saved by Morningside. Mustangs attack. This is Byard. Byard off the block, saved by Gesink. Kromendijk with a set outside to Lindbergh. We're tied 20-all. 20-20 our score. Two ties, the first one in at 14, the second one here at 20-all. Lindbergh to Gesink, Gesink back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net, pushed back over though by North College on the return. Set blocked, controlled by Morningside. Set outside Byard for the lead, off the high hands. No, doesn't get it, comes back to Jansen. Jansen gets it to Gesink, Gesink to Kromendijk. Kromendijk block point Morningside, Morningside with 3 points in a row. And four of the last five, and they lead it now 21-20. And the defenders are forced to call a timeout. 21-20, Morningside lead set four. Back with more in a moment. 21-20, Morningside leading the defenders in set number four. The defenders have one timeout remaining. Serving is Van Velzen, taken by Altena. Gesink has to scramble. Bump set over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh through the block. Saved by Morningside. Morningside power tip. Dug by Altena. Taken by Delperdang. Pushed over the net by Kromendijk. Here comes Morningside attacking. Byard. Byard into the net. Point defenders. Byard with an attack error. We're tied 21-all. Serving is Bausma for the defenders. And Bausma serve. Controlled by Morningside. Quick attack. North College, Kromendijk unable to put it down on the deflection. Here comes Morningside and Byard, power tip. Taken by Gesink, back over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a swing and unable to get to it. We have a player that stumbles and falls. That's Byard. Byard unable to keep it in play. Kromendijk will get credit for the kill on the broken play. That was not textbook either. Kromendijk now with 10. Short serve controlled by the defenders. They lead at 22-21. Byard through the block, kill. So Byard ties it up at 22-all. This is our fourth tie, our third since it was 20-20. Serving for the Mustangs is Oberfull. Taken by Jansen, gets it to Gesink, comes outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh into the net, point Morningside. So Lindbergh with an attack error. Now the defenders playing from behind in set four. Oberfull with serve. And Oberfull serve, taken by Altena. Gesink puts it down. The kill for Gesink. So Gesink records the kill, and for Gesink, that is her third. Serving is Drake. Well, if you're North College, now you got to get it back on your side. 23-23. Off the side of the hand, controlled by Morningside. Set outside, Byard. Byard hits it long and out of bounds. There was no touch. Point defenders on the attack error by Byard. 24-23, North College serving for the set and the match. Serving for the defenders is Drake. Drake, the floater, taken by Morningside, pushed into the net. Point, North College. Drake with the ace. North College wins it. 25-23. They win in four. 25-23, 25-16, 22-25, and 25-23. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. This is North College Volleyball on KDCR. Welcome back to the Dort College DeWitt Gymnasium. Dort College setter Jamie Gasink has taken a seat beside me, and Jamie had to battle a little bit in this one tonight. Morningside, a very veteran team, and obviously wasn't going to be easy, and they came out, set number one, challenged you. Your team had to rebound in sets three and four, it seemed, and just had to stay calm, and it seemed you stayed the course, and good things happened.
Yeah, Morningside showed up to play tonight, and they really challenged us, so it was good for us to face, and we came back and battled through set four.
Emma Altna got a hot hand, and you had to find her, but the challenge is she's got a hot hand. They're going to load up defensively. You have a lot of decisions to make as a setter. What goes into those decisions? When do you go to her? When do you try to dump? Do you see? Are you able to see, or is it? Or do you have to guess sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's a guessing game, but Emma's a great hitter, so usually whenever I deliver her a ball, she can put it away. But trying to reverse the flow of the offense out there usually helps, too, trying to read the middle blocker.
What Morningside do tonight that gave you troubles? Can you put your finger on it at all?
Their hitters played really well, I think, and their setter delivered and tore the ball apart, and that kept us guessing a little bit.
What did your team do well in set four that allowed you to come back from a 6-0 deficit and then score the victory?
I think we just never gave up. We really got gritty out there. We came together as a team, and we pushed through.
Grandview on Saturday, big week for your team. Are you kind of happy to have those four-match weekends behind you, and now you can just simply focus on single matches, or do you like getting that much volleyball in on a Friday and a Saturday?
I mean, it's nice for a little bit, but I'm ready for it to slow down.
Okay, thanks for stopping by, Jamie. That's Jamie Gasing, Dort College setter, talking about tonight's contest, and Chad Hansen will be making his way over shortly. A couple of the numbers that jump out at me: Dort College, a 235 kill efficiency this evening, Morningside, a 162. Block numbers, not what we've become accustomed to see for Dort College. Outblocked, Morningside got 7 points off of blocks. The defenders got three, and Coach, I guess that's the one that really jumped out at me, was the fact that you gave up 7 points on blocks, but you only were able to terminate three blocks of your own. Morningside, veteran, strong team at the net, and they showed it this evening.
They did, and Morningside brought a great game into our gym, and I was really pleased with our team being resilient. And yes, where we missed it on the blocks, I'm going to do a little mathematical fun with you, though, Mike. We missed four blocks compared to theirs, 7.5 blocks to them. We had three, so we're four down. But we had four more digs, so that's where I'm going to chalk it up to. Our defense behind our block, yes, our block needed to grow in getting better touches, and that's something we'll address. We're going to watch film of ourselves of this match. We'll watch some of that tomorrow and keep growing in that area. But I was pleased with our defense behind our block that was trying to make some adjustments. Our defense picked up some great opportunities to transition and score. I think that helped us, and we needed that.
Morningside, a team, they played a lot of people coming into the match. I was trying to do a little bit of homework ahead of time, and I thought to myself, who are they going to play? Well, this evening, Coach Beth Donnelly, it seemed like she kept trying to find a combination, something that would work. And it felt like she finally got that in set number three. And, yeah, you look at her line, she's got 17 women that play. Is it difficult to prepare for a team like this that doesn't have one or two that you key on, or doesn't really matter a whole lot?
It's a great question. Two things. Their lineup, I knew coming in, that they are still trying to find a rhythm and routine. They're trying to find the best system for their athletes. And I told my team ahead of time, let's focus more on their personnel and their personnel tendencies and not be as focused or distracted by the different offensive routes and systems that they run. I hope that was freeing for our players, but that was one piece. The other piece is, you've hinted at it already, I looked at the percentages of their players and what their percentage of offense is for their personnel. They are very, very balanced across the board. Unless you get a Jen Byard tonight had, I think, 38 swings. That's a high number for compared to the rest of their offense, their distribution. But most of their attackers are in that 15 to 18% of opportunity to attack the ball in their offense based on the statistics. And that's a tricky way to defend a team who anybody can get the ball. But nonetheless, I was really pleased with the outcome tonight.
Now, I don't typically dwell on opposing players too much, but Jen Byard, a senior, I think this is the best match I've seen her play. And when she gets going, she's a tough matchup on the outside.
Yeah, and I hope the next time we play them that that's the only time you make that statement, Mike. She did have a great night tonight. She produced a lot. I'm pleased that out of 38 attempts, only 12 kills.
Yep.
And, that's a good sign, again, for our defense, a good sign for our servers. I think did a good job forcing them to make an offense a little bit more predictable, pushing the ball to her, taking their middles out of it. A lot of neat pieces were working for us tonight, and we had to work hard to get those pieces working.
You, on the other hand, an outside hitter in Emma Alt, now that she really got rolling. She had a ton of kills early. And then you had to figure things out yourself where they were keying on, they were getting the block over on her. Some other people had to get some swings, and they did this evening.
They did, and for how well we've been playing through this preseason, this test with Morningside, it put us a little bit uncomfortable, and that was a locker room conversation I just had with the team. We were not, throughout the entirety of the match, we were not in a flow, in a comfortable rhythm like we had been in the preseason, and that's twofold. This is GPAC Conference. This isn't a preseason tournament match. It's Morningside knows us well. We know them well, and so they're gonna put all of their strategies against our better, more powerful offense, etc.
And don't discount the fact they have a ton of seniors on their team.
Yeah, that's fair. That's very fair. And truth be told, I don't look at any roster in our conference or any opponent roster and dwell on who's freshman, who's seniors. That it does matter for the experience, like you're saying. But I've seen career freshmen, a freshman come in and light it up and just have a career match, and sometimes those are just as potent.
Grandview on Saturday, how good is Grandview?
Grandview is another really, really gritty team, tall team. They are bringing in to our gym a lot of, I believe, motivation, not only national rankings but historical. We were in the same pool last year with them at Nationals. I don't know that they carry that into next matches, next seasons, but it's a team that we want to and plan to be very prepared for. And we're excited that they're coming to our gym. I think a top 10, I'm struggling to remember their exact ranking right now.
I think they're 12 right now.
To have two teams in that strong of a position this early on, I think it's a really, really important match for us to keep our conference represented well and to keep ourselves positioned well through the early part of our season.
Coach Hansen, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by. Enjoy the rest of the night.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen talking about tonight's match. Here are your numbers. I alluded to the kill efficiency and the digs already along with the blocks. Here's Dort College's numbers. Emma Alton at 24 kills, 51 total attacks, 5 errors, 373 kill efficiency. 15 kills for Julia Lindberg. She hit for a 200 kill efficiency. Allie Cromendike and Leah Camp, 10 kills each. 3 for Jamie Gasing, 2 for Haley Delperdang. Jamie Gasing, 54 assists. 16 digs for Summer Jansen, 13 for Erica Bausma, 11 each for Emma Altena and Jamie Gasing. For the Mustangs, 12 kills for Jen Byard, 11 for Emma Gerber, 9 for Ashley Vanderstel, 7 for Krista Zank, 34 assists for El Barrico, 16 digs for Oberfull, 12 digs for Marin Van Velzen. Morningside is 7-6, 0-1 in the conference, Dort College 12-2, and 1-0. That'll do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good night.